KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have a thunder shower in Atlantic and 36 degrees. We do look for cloudy skies with showers and a few thunderstorms today, a high around 46. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. The National Weather Service has issued a special weather statement for Fremont, Page, and Montgomery counties. As a Doppler radar was tracking a strong thunderstorm near Blanchard, and moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. P to half-inch size hail and winds in excess of 30 miles per hour are possible with that storm. Locations include Clarinda, Coyne, College Springs, Shambaugh, Bradyville, Yorktown, Northborough, Blanchard, and Hepburn. And that includes Highway 59 near Iowa Mile Marker 1. Some frequent cloud-to-ground lightning is occurring with this storm, and lightning can strike 10 miles away from a thunderstorm. So if you're in the path of that particular storm, seek a safe shelter inside of a building or vehicle. Well, speaking of the weather, this is Severe Weather Awareness Week, as Iowans are reminded how to prepare for and respond to storms, tornadoes, flooding, and more. Meteorologist Ken Podrazik with the National Weather Service in Des Moines says severe storms typically hit during two times of day, but they can strike anytime.
There's two different peaks, sometime in the late afternoon between 4 and 6 p.m., and then a secondary peak during the overnight hours around midnight. And, you know, that's when, you know, we get in the low-level jet and get the overnight thunderstorms, you know, that race across the state.
Severe thunderstorms are more frequent during the spring and early summer months, but they can strike during any time of the year. There were 55 tornadoes in Iowa last year, 7 more than the average of 48. Podrazik says that tornado warnings should be taken very seriously when they're issued.
Anytime there's a tornado warning issued, you definitely need to take cover. And even if you think that might go south of you or north of you, it's always good. It's just good practice to always get to safety.
A reminder, a statewide tornado drill is scheduled for Wednesday morning. A test tornado watch will be issued that day at 10 a.m., followed by a test tornado warning. But Drazik says it's an opportunity to develop plans on where you'd go in the event a real tornado warning is issued.
This is a great time for, you know, local businesses, schools, and things like that to really practice their severe weather awareness, you know, preparedness plan, and to actually get the safety and things like that.
Another major concern in Iowa is flooding, which is one of the leading weather-related killers.
It's a result of 84 deaths per year throughout the United States. So that's higher than tornadoes, higher than lightning, higher than winter storms. The only one that's ahead of it is heat-related, you know, fatalities. So, but as far as thunderstorm-related, you know, flooding and flash flooding, that's the biggest one there that, you know, kills people.
More than half those flooding deaths happen in motor vehicles when people try to drive across a water-covered roadway.
We always say turn around, don't drown, and we absolutely mean it, because, you know, a lot of times you see water over the road, you don't know for sure if that, how deep that is, how fast it's going, if the road's still intact, that kind of thing. So it doesn't take a whole lot of water to sweep an adult off their feet, and doesn't take a whole lot of water to move a vehicle either.
Podrazik says flooded roads are worse at night when your vision is more limited. He notes just 6 inches of fast-moving water can knock over and carry off an adult, while 12 inches of water can float a smaller car, and if the water is moving, it can carry the car away. Some 18 to 24 inches of flowing water can carry away most vehicles, including large SUVs. You can learn more about Severe Weather Awareness Week at weather.gov on the web. Officials of the Fremont County Sheriff's Office over the weekend said a man from southwest Iowa was arrested Friday in Nebraska following the theft of vehicles from the Percival, Iowa area. Deputies of the Fremont County Sheriff's Office received a report of a blue 2006 Dodge Dakota and a blue 2008 Ford F-350 stolen from a residence in Percival. The Dodge Dakota was located hidden inside a barn in Percival, heavily damaged. The Ford F-350 was recovered, also damaged, by Nebraska law enforcement authorities at a location in Omaha. 39-year-old Shawd Akers of Sydney was arrested by the Nebraska State Patrol on a warrant out of Fremont County for theft in the first degree, operating a vehicle without the owner's consent, and criminal mischief in the second degree. Akers was being held at the Douglas County, Nebraska Correctional Center, awaiting an extradition hearing back to Iowa. The Omaha Police Department and Nebraska State Patrol assisted the Fremont County Sheriff's Office with that investigation. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has terminated Iowa Finance Authority Director Dave Jamieson effective immediately. Friday evening, the governor's office was made aware of credible allegations of sexual harassment against the director. And upon learning that, Governor Reynolds terminated Director Jamieson's employment. She has named IFA Chief Programs Officer Carol Ann Jensen as an interim director. The 2018 legislative session is entering its 12th week, but Republican lawmakers who control the debate agenda in the Iowa House and Senate have not yet revealed a final tax-cutting plan. There have been no hints, public hints anyway, about the size of their state spending plan for next year either. Senate Republican Leader Jack Whitfer of Ankeny said there are other priority issues, but those two are the biggest.
It's all intertwined, so I mean, we have to come to agreement on what that tax plan will look like at the same time probably that we're setting our budget targets.
Whitfer says Senate Republicans will also meet in private this week to decide whether to advance legislation that would use public money to cover private school tuition. Tris Wilger is the executive director of the Iowa Advocates for Choice in Education. She says putting state tax money in an educational savings account would let parents choose the school that best fits their child.
This doesn't have to be an us versus them issue. It's about offering parents access to a variety of the high-quality options that are out there.
Opponents say the $4,000 vouchers would divert taxpayer money to religious schools and would hurt public schools. Melissa Peterson is with the Iowa State Education Association.
If we are able to find such resources, I would strongly advocate that those resources be designated to benefit the nearly 500,000 public school students.
In February, Republicans in the Iowa House tabled a plan that would give the parents of a new private school student $5,000 in state tax money to cover tuition and other expenses. Well, a retiring member of Congress will speak at U.S. Senator Joni Ernst's annual Roast and Ride fundraiser. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
President Trump spoke at the annual Ernst fundraiser in 2016 when he was a candidate. Vice President Pence was the main draw last year. Ernst announced today this year's event will be held in Boone on June 9th, and Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy of South Carolina will join her on the main stage. Gowdy is chairman of the powerful Government Oversight Committee in the U.S. House. Other speakers for the Ernst fundraiser could be announced later. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Ernst launched her annual campaign fundraiser in 2015 with the goal of showcasing Republican candidates. Seven GOP presidential candidates spoke at the event that year. Ernst has offered the spotlight this year to fellow Republican who is not among the few hinting at primary challenge of President Trump in 2020. And Trey Gowdy has announced that he'll return to the private sector in 2019. Two Eastern Iowa women were honored last week with Uncommon Public Service Awards named in honor of Herbert Hoover, who is the only Iowa native to be elected president. Each year, two state legislators are honored, one in the House and one in the Senate. Pam Yoakum of Dubuque is this year's winner in the Iowa Senate. She said that, Yoakum, who is 63, is in the midst of her 26th year as a state legislator. Yoakum was first elected to the Iowa House in 1992. She's been a member of the Iowa Senate for a decade. Yoakum says her primary source of inspiration comes from her daughter.
I've mentioned many times that Sarah has a disability, and I think that she helped me find a very public voice to speak as strongly as I can for those who often do not have one in our society. And it does remind me of one thing that President Hoover said, and that is, our children are our most valuable natural resource.
Representative Dawn Pettengill of Mount Auburn is the 2018 Hoover Award winner in the Iowa House.
It's really been the privilege of my life to be here and serve with so many wonderful people that care about others and doing good things. And I'm no different than anybody else, but I'm very honored to have this award.
Pettengill, who is 63, was elected to the Iowa House in 2006. After seven terms as a state representative, she is not seeking re-election this fall. Like Yoakum, Pettengill has no idea she was receiving the award. She was summoned out of the House floor by Speaker Linda Uffmeyer.
I'm so surprised. I don't even know what to say. I really thought I was going to woodshed with Uffmeyer. But thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Photos of Pettengill and Yoakum will be posted on the wall of Uncommon Iowans at the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library in West Branch. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.